Okay, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Julian Ickham of the Anti-Colonialist Working Group.
And you just left the Irish consulate?
The British consulate. Basically, we were there to take a stand in defense of Miriam Price, who is an Irish Republican prisoner being held and interned by Britain simply because of her politics. So we sent a delegation to the British consulate to drop off a list of over 40 letters from university administrators, members of the community, artists, Irish-Canadians, musicians, and a wide diversity of members of the general public.
And can you tell me the exact reason or what she did that landed her in jail?
Basically, the reason she's in jail is because of her politics. The reason she's in jail is that she is an Irish Republican, and she's an unbound and unbroken Irish Republican. Their legitimization and justification is kind of very weird and awkward. In the 1970s, she was involved in a provisional Irish Republican Army action and was arrested. She was given a royal pardon for her participation in this action, which means that she was not out on license, she was not on parole. A royal pardon means that the charges disappeared. After the signing of the Good Friday Accord, she was one of the few people who spoke out against that and against the continued occupation of the six counties by Britain. Last year, she was at a 32-county sovereignty movement rally where she held up a piece of paper that a member of the Real IRA read. So her original charge was for holding up a piece of paper that someone read. She made bail on that and was released, but Owen Paterson, the unelected British Secretary of State, declared that he would intern her indefinitely without trial. Now, it's interesting because recently these charges for holding the piece of paper were beaten in court, and Owen Paterson, the unelected British Secretary of State's response was, we'll find something to hold her on. So she was held 9 months in an all-men's jail. She was recently moved to a woman's jail, but she is held in solitary confinement against UN directives. She is in isolation. Her health is serious and rapidly deteriorating. Recently, the UN was allowed to send doctors to assess her medical condition, but she's been missing visits and court dates because her medical condition has been deteriorating.
So, Julian, can you tell me a bit about your group and the action that you did today? How many people did you have, and how were you received?
Basically, about 12 of us went to go inside the consulate to deliver these letters and, you know, to hold our banner and to take a stand. It was very simply a delegation. We showed up right after lunch, so they refused to open the doors. Someone came and told us that someone would come speak with us. Another person told us that someone would also come speak with us. We were forced to wait for a bit while security was trying to push us out. Like, the longer we were in there, more and more security guards came up. Finally, after much pressure, someone did come to speak to us and took our letters to deliver to Owen Paterson. They checked the letters for anthrax, and after the letters were given, they're trying to escort us as quickly as possible out the building. We had our banner inside. We went outside. We handed about 373 flyers demanding freedom for Miriam Price, explaining what the situation is. We were very well received outside. A lot of people were very supportive. We were also interviewed by RCMP several times. They didn't send Toronto police. RCMP came, asked why we were there, what we were doing, what our point was. We just kept on saying Free Miriam Price. Nothing we're doing is secret or hidden, so we have nothing really to hide. What we're doing is we're doing what we're supposed to do. We're advocating for the release of a prisoner of conscience, of a political prisoner. They seem to be very ill-coordinated, RCMP, because different ones kept on coming and talking to us. We weren't intimidated, though. We held our banner and continued handing out flyers. I think there were 4 to 6 RCMP, maybe more.
Well, thank you.
4 to 6 that we saw.
Thank you so much for speaking with the Toronto Media Co-op today, Julian.
Okay.